Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, Hour 2. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. So we're going to turn the page and we're going to talk to Ross Mahoney, the assistant general manager of the Washington Capitals, about some prospects in the system. And thank you very much, Ross, for coming on. You're a busy schedule. You're the one of the big dogs now, so always appreciate you coming on the show and telling us a little about what's going on in the U.S. nation's capital.
Well, thanks very much. I enjoy being on the show.
Well, Ross, I want to ask you about a goaltender that you drafted early in the later first round, a guy that really intrigues me. And it was funny because I was at the Russia-Canada series and people were looking at, this can't be Russia's goaltender going into the World Juniors. And I said, well, they have a goaltender called Ilya Samsonov who was drafted by Washington. That kid is an excellent netminder. So what are your thoughts on how this kid has played, you know, early in the KHL? Because he's still an 18-year-old goaltender. He may be 6'4 and 200 pounds, but when you put that goaltender against some of the great shooters and playmakers in the KHL, you guys must be pretty pleased about how he's played so far.
Yeah, no, we're really happy. He got off to a bit of a slow start as far as, you know, the amount of games he was playing, and then they went through a coaching change there, and he's played more since then. I think he's appeared in 8 or 9 games. Kind of his save percentage is around 929 and a 1.87 or 88 goals against. So he's done very well. I mean, for an 18-year-old to be playing in the KHL is quite an achievement in itself. Just had an opportunity of seeing him also in Tampere, Finland, watching the under-20 tournament last week, and he played one game there, and they lost, but I thought he had a very good game and showed a lot of the good qualities that we saw when we drafted him.
Yeah, one of the good qualities is that glove hand. He really seems to be able to challenge guys with it and then sort of, you know, make that great glove save and just sort of show it to them like, ha, you know, I got the best of you this time. But he also could really lay out, even with his frame, for that sort of be down and out and make that big save because he could still get up quickly and cover the corners.
Yeah, I think part of it is, as you said, he does have a terrific glove hand, and he's very athletic, so he's got really quick legs. But I think what really, you know, sets him apart sometimes is that he is so focused and so determined to be able to stop the puck that he'll do anything as far as trying to get his body in front of pucks.
You know, one of the things I like about him, Ross, is Samsonov brings a lot of confidence. And you notice there's defensemen in his forwards, like they're not afraid to, you know, do odd man rushes and go the other way. And sometimes there'll be an odd man rush coming against him, and they don't seem to be worried by that because he just seems to make the clutch save when it really matters. And you know, I think he gives his defense corps great confidence. Even if they make a mistake, he's there to back them up, and he doesn't seem to get mad or yell at the guys when they do make a mistake.
No, he's he's very focused, as I said, and I think he's really calm under pressure. And I think his teammates appreciate his compete level. You know, he's very, very competitive, and he takes goals going in the net personally. So, you know, we like those attributes in him.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Ross Mahoney, Assistant General Manager of the Washington Capitals. I want to ask you about a defenseman you picked in the late second round in Jonas Siegenthaler. Honestly, I thought he was, you know, Switzerland's best defenseman at the World Juniors. I thought, you know, he had some really good games when I saw him in other international tournaments. You know, sometimes he was a victim of his own, you know, desire to try to do everything for his team because they don't have the greatest depth in Switzerland, but I just like his compete level. He's 6'3", he's over 220 pounds, and you have to earn your way to the front of the net with this player. What were your thoughts on him going into the draft and your thoughts on him through his first early part of the season in Zurich?
Yeah, you know, we thought last year that he had an excellent World Junior, as you said. We had opportunities to see him play during in his league games and also in the playoffs for Zurich. And in the under-18 championship, which they hosted, as you said, a big body, good feet, intelligent player, and a very good two-way player. He defends really well. we had a rookie tournament, at the beginning of September, and he showed well there, and had the opportunity to play an exhibition game against Montreal in Montreal, which was a really good experience for him. And as I said, we look for him to be a good two-way shutdown defenseman. Just saw him play a couple weeks ago also in Zurich, and playing a lot. He's getting a regular shift. He's killing all the penalties. And the one game he actually played a little power play later on in the third period. But he's in a very good situation there. You know, Zurich has a very good team and good coaching, and it's a very good development for Jonas.
Yeah, this is a guy who's definitely worked hard on his skating, and he's really good now, and really good footwork and positioning. Like him on the rush, too.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's, I think he brings a little bit of everything, but it's, as I said, he defends really well. You know, he's got the long stick and, as you said, the big body, but he also can provide offense, you know, and makes a really good first pass, and I think we'll see that part of his game continue to grow here as he matures.
Ross, when you look at Jonas Siegenthaler's opportunity with Switzerland, is it a tremendous development advantage for him being obviously a Swiss-born player, because they don't have as much depth and he's a high-end player, so he gets to be thrown into every situation, whether it be power play, penalty kill, last 2 minutes of the game, and is dependent upon in every critical situation. Do you think long-term that's going to really help his development curve as he gets into his early 20s?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he is playing against men right now, you know, not his own age group, and there's some very good players playing in the, you know, in the Swiss Elite League. So I think that's only going to speed up his development. And the key is that he is playing. You know, it's not that he's got 4 or 5 minutes a game. You know, he's playing, you know, 16, 18 minutes a game. Like I said, he's also playing a lot of penalty kills. So I think any time you play against older, you know, more mature players, it's probably going to help speed up your development.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Ross Mahoney, Assistant General Manager of the Washington Capitals. Ross, want to ask you about Jakub Vrána. You know, it was a player that, you know, both Russ and I looked at each other, and we were a little surprised you took him at 13th. Not to say he wasn't, you know, he shouldn't be there, but there were some other players on the board that we thought you might go after. What are your thoughts on how Jakob's come in and played? I know he got some time last year in the American Hockey League and in the playoffs, but this is his first full year to come into North American Pro. 6 games, he's got 6 points already, so it looks like offensively at least he has adjusted exceptionally well.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, he's a very good skater. He has a gift. He can score. And, you know, it's probably one of the hardest things to do in the NHL in today's game is the ability to score goals. So, you know, that along with his work ethic and his, you know, his character really attracted us to him in his draft year. You know, we brought him in last year, and he ended up playing about 10 games in Hershey. I think he had 6 points. And as you said, he got off to a good start again this year with 6 games. I think he's got 2 goals and 4 assists. So, you know, Jakob can provide that. He can provide that offense. And, you know, he's only a 19-year-old, too, playing in the American Hockey League. You know, he's still a young guy. So, you know, we're very happy with the start he got off to. Then he suffered a little bit of an injury here and is going to be out for a little bit. But, you know, that happens to all the players that go through some injuries during their careers. But very pleased with how he's performing so far.
Yeah, I like his speed, the way he's able to gain the zone, protect the puck. I feel like his defense has improved. I like him in the corners now. And watching him in a rookie game once with Burakovsky, they were able to sort of create real chemistry, which I know you were there. You probably saw that. And maybe someday they'll actually get to play together. That could be pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, there's a good opportunity they could end up playing together. As you said, they really complement each other. You know, they're both very intelligent players offensively. You know, they're both gifted as far as being able to shoot the puck and to handle the puck and to see the ice and to make plays. And I think there will be a good chemistry between the two of them in the future.
Ross, from your perspective of just watching him early and then seeing him in the playoffs last year in the American Hockey League, what are the two or three things you think he just needs to work on so he can be consistent, be able to play at the NHL level, and have the coach's confidence?
Yeah, I think initially it was just a matter of getting a little bit stronger, like, you know, like almost everybody else his age. And then there's the transition of coming over and playing on a smaller ice surface. You know, a lot of times he was playing on larger ice surfaces where you've got a little bit more time and a little bit more space and to be able to make plays. And I think that was a bit of an adjustment for him, that especially probably in his end of the rink where, you know, you've got to make sure you get back and get yourself in position and be able to move the puck quickly out of our end. And, you know, the physicality of it, I mean, you know, he can be physical, but it was just a matter of all of a sudden the players were on just a little bit quicker. So, but that's a period of, you know, kind of a period of adjustment that almost all of our young European prospects have gone through.
Well, Ross, stay with us. We're going to head off to break, and then when we come back, Russ and I are going to continue to talk about Washington Capitals draft picks with Ross Mahoney right after these important messages. Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Ross Mahoney, Assistant General Manager of the Washington Capitals. And I know, Ross, you're familiar with Saskatoon. You're a Saskatchewan boy, so little hometown music for you. As we continue to roll down the list of some of the prospects we want to talk about, one of the main guys we've been most probably impressed with in terms of his ability to get better almost every game is Madison Bowie. I just thought, you know, the difference between the year you drafted him to the year afterwards was a tremendous jump. And then once again, it looked like, you know, his play at the World Juniors, he took his game to another level. And you guys just must be really excited with the fact that you got him at 53rd overall, and he's really blossomed into a potential dangerous two-way defenseman that could be a very good player for you long-term in Washington.
Yes, you know, it's Madison's accomplished a lot since we drafted him. I think he broke a record for most goals by a Kelowna Rocket defenseman, and, you know, there's been some phenomenal defensemen that have gone through there when you think of the Webbers and the Keiths and the Georges and those types of players. He was captain of the team for 2 years. You know, he put up good points. He had a high plus minus. You know, he ended up having the opportunity, as you said, to play for Canada's World Junior team and won a gold medal. He was on a team, as I said, that was a captain. They ended up playing in the Memorial Cup final, you know, and I think he made the first all-star team there. And so, yeah, to look back from when we drafted him, and, you know, if you told me he was going to accomplish things that he has so far, I would have thought it might have been a bit of a stretch, because he certainly has been able to do a lot. And, you know, I think that bodes well for Madison and his future with the Capitals organization.
Yeah, I like the size, the speed, the strength. The lower body strength is really good with him, and boy, he could crunch some guys in the corner.
Yeah, no, he is. He's physically strong, and he's got a lot stronger from when we drafted him. But, you know, he works hard at it, and he is a force physically. You know, it's tough, you know, to get away from him when he's got you pinned up against boards or, yep, you know, moving you out from in front of the net.
Ross, one of the things that I thought initially when I watched him play is he's such a great skater, but there was a lot of action and not enough potential production of the opportunities in front of him. And I think it just took him a little bit of time to figure out where to pick his spots. And I think once he did that, the door just opened wide for him. And all of a sudden you saw this explosion of not just offense, but I think he began to understand how to use his speed effectively in all three zones. And that's where I think teams are going to look back and look at him, you know, being drafted in this late in the second round, going, I think perhaps we missed an opportunity with a potentially great player moving forward.
Yeah, no, we're really happy, as I said, that we had a chance to get him at 53. And I, I think sometimes Madison, you know, can try to do almost try to do the impossible at times rather than keeping it a little bit simpler, you know. So he's been working on that, but he is so talented that I understand why he's, you know, trying to make some of the plays he does. But boy, when he jumps up on the play and you know, and moves the puck, and he's got a tremendous shot from the point. So you know, he brings a lot to the table.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Ross Mahoney, Assistant General Manager of the Washington Capitals. Ross, I want to ask you about Zach Sanford, who you got 61st in the second round. You know, came out of that really great program in Waterloo in the United States Hockey League, and is now in his second year with Boston College. You know, excellent school with very good coaching. What are your thoughts on how he's progressed? Because it looks like he's got off to a very good start at almost a point a game.
Yes, no, he has. I think he's got 4 goals and 4 assists, and he's +6. You know, the whole thing for Zach was to get stronger physically, and that's what he's been doing. You know, I think when we drafted him, he might have been around 184 pounds, 182 pounds in that area, and he's you know, he's over the 200-pound mark, and he's worked really hard at it. You can see a difference every time he, you know, comes to development camp. He's always had good offensive instincts, and he's been a good skater. And as I said, strength was kind of an issue an area that we wanted to improve on, and he has been improving on it. And, you know, sometimes it takes a while for some of those younger players that are 6'4", 6'5", like Zach. And he's in a great situation at Boston College. You know, they have a very good coaching there, very good training, and we're really pleased with the progress he's made so far.
Yeah, I like the way he's fast on getting pucks in the corner. I think that's something where when he's at the NHL level, that'll really help him. And he's really good on the rush. And when you're almost a point a game in the NCAA, you're doing something right. It's hard to be a point a game in that league.
Yeah, no, it is. And as you said, we're impressed with the plays he does make off the rush, you know, and that's, you know, for a tall player like that, who's very quick hands, you know, and quick mind and a lot stronger than he used to be. He's getting tough to handle for the opposition.
Ross, is Zach Sanford one of those players where he needs to have a second year to get comfortable in that league, and then, you know, because I think when I saw him when he played with Middlesex in Eastern Junior Hockey League, and then he got that jump into Waterloo, he just felt more comfortable in his own body and started to bang and crash into more of a prototypical power forward style. Then comes into Boston College as a freshman. They don't get the most ice all the time, but he got some really good opportunity. And I think this year it seems like he's gone back to that Waterloo Blackhawk where I'm comfortable with what I'm doing here, I'm comfortable with my situation, now I'm going to be a little bit more assertive and a little bit more aggressive in my game.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the strength too. You know, I mean, when you step into college, you know, you're playing against players that are more mature, and I think you can see this year with Zach that it's, you know, being stronger, being able to, you know, physically compete with those players has given them an added dose of confidence.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Ross Mahoney, the Assistant General Manager of the Washington Capitals, about some prospects in their system. Now, I'm sure the next player we're going to talk about will give you a big smile on your face. Obviously, you got a chance to see him play a lot with the Regina Pats, and has pleasantly surprised a lot of people around the league, and that's Chandler Stephenson, who he got late in the third round. Although he doesn't have any points at the NHL level, I thought he, you know, overall has played very well for you. And, you know, how are you a little bit surprised that he's made that jump and adjusted so well?
You know, Chandler's worked really hard off the ice to improve himself. You know, he came into, you know, pro hockey last year in Hershey, and, you know, there's an adjustment period for him, obviously. I thought after Christmas, you know, all the reports were that Chandler was, you know, really started to improve, and then he had a very good playoff, you know, with him, and carried that over into our development camp and our rookie tournament and also training camp. You know, Chandler can skate, and he's an intelligent player, and, you know, he's very strong in his skates. So, surprised maybe a little bit, but I think he's worked hard to get where he's at, and I know, you know, it was up to him to impress the coaching staff, and he did that.
Yeah, he's another guy that's good at digging pucks out of the corners. He has good jump when he's pursuing the puck. But I noticed at the NHL level, he's winning some faceoffs. He's become a pretty good faceoff guy when he occasionally gets them.
Yeah, no, he has. And it's, I mean, it's still an adjustment, you know, when you're out there taking faceoffs against some of those wily old veterans on the, yeah, on the other teams, you know. But he's done very well. And that was one of his strengths also in junior hockey, too, you know. I know right now he doesn't have a point in the games he's played, but I think his last year in Regina, you know, he was probably close to 90 points, you know, in a high plus minus, and he did a very good job in the power play there for him also, you know. But for us, he's been playing on the fourth line, and he's done well. You know, he could bring that speed, as I said, and then in that hockey sense, and a hard knock off the puck. He's got that good center of gravity, good core strength.
Ross, when you're looking at Chandler's game, was the turning point for him going into the playoffs? Because I thought that his game began to take another step as he had a pretty productive playoffs, not just offensively, but I think his overall game sort of, he had, that's when he really started to adjust to the higher pace at the AHL level.
Yeah, and I think, you know, he ended up playing with Liam O'Brien and Garrett Mitchell, and the three of them seemed to really click, and they all complimented each other, and I think that gave Chandler you know, a lot of confidence playing with them, and you know, and things worked out very well for him. And I think it gave him a lot of confidence coming into this year, because I noticed a difference, as I said, at development camp and the rookie tournament. You know, he just seemed to have just that much more, you know, confident, and just was out there playing the game rather than, you know, thinking about things.
Well, Ross, we want to thank you very much for coming on our show, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink, and good luck down the through the mid part of this season for your Washington Capitals.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate being able to be on the show, and you guys take care.
That's Ross Mahoney, the assistant general manager of the Washington Capitals. Russ and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more prospect talk right after these important messages.